Hello and welcome to this episode of the Beyond Shakespeare podcast. I'm your host, Robert Crichton, and today we have this presentation of The Harrowing of Hell. It's super early, this one, from the 13th century thereabouts, and there's a little bit of a question as to whether it's a play or not. It's a play, having been viewed as poetry for a long time, and in part because it is so early. But it walks like a duck, it quacks like a duck, therefore it's a duck. Despite being super early and therefore featuring Middle English at its most tricky, in overall shape and dramaturgy, it's no different, really, to the biblical drama we know and love from mystery cycles hundreds of years later. I mean, there's action, there's a fight, there's sermonising, there's storytelling, there's even a bit of comedy. It has it all. But because of its general earliness, the language is very hard to follow. And we attempted to do a sort of halfway house with this presentation, so we tried not to change the words themselves too much, but tried to perform it and get it across using modern speech rather than attempting an original pronunciation method, if that makes sense. Which, hopefully, it does. But it's a tricky one, this one. It opens with a narrator, played by Geir Madland, who sets the scene. Christ has died for our sins and is descending to hell. Jesus, played by me to massage my massive ego, approaches the gates of hell and fights Satan, played by Pamela Flanagan, tripping him up and binding him fast. He then scares the gatekeeper, played by Mark Scanlon, into running away and opens the gates. An assortment of Old and New Testament prophets call on Jesus, asking if he knows them and will release them, which he does. So Adam, played by Simon Nader, Eve, played by Gillian Horgan, Abraham, played by Geir Madland, David, played by Mark Scanlon, John, played by Seb Ransom, Moses, by Rob Meissen, all leave and the narrator rounds the play up. I'd just like to take a moment to thank all the players in this mini-play for fitting their lines in, among other recording work we were doing at the time. Do you remember those good old days when we could all gather in a studio and say words? Ha! One day. The play was recorded and mixed by myself, Robert Crichton, with additional sound effects from Zapsplat.com. And that's not all. After the recording, we have an exploring session that we recorded with our Beyond Shakespeare Irregulars. If you feel confused or worried about not understanding any text, it's a handy demonstration, these exploring sessions, to show that we all struggle the first time to get to grips with an early text. But the important thing is, we get there in the end. So, without further ado, this is our full cast audio adaptation of The Harrowing of Hell.
All hearkneth to me now. A strife will I tellen you of Jesu and of Satan. Though Jesus was to hell again, for to vatch then heis and bringen them to paradise. The devil heved so much posty that all musten to hell te. Nas none so holy prophet sith Adam and Eve then apple eat, and he were, at this world's fine, that he nay most to hell pine. Nay, should he never then come near Jesu Christ, God's Son, for that was said to Adam and Eve, that were Jesu Christ so leave, and so was said to Abraham, that was soothfast holy man, and so was said to David the king, that was of Christ's own offspring, and to Johann the baptized, that followed Jesu Christ, and to Moses the holy white, that hived the Lord to him right, and to many other holy man, more than I tell can, that were in all in more woe than I can you tell fro. Jesu Christ arue them sore, and said he would vetch them thore. He light of his high tower into St. Mary Bower. He was bore for our need, in this world, in poor weed. In this world he was deed, for to loosen us from the queed. Though Jesu have shed his blood, for our need, upon the rood, in Godhead took he then way, that to hell gates lay. Then he come there, though, said he, all so I shall not tell thee.
Hard gates have I gone, sorrow and suffered many one. Thritty winter and thrid half year have I wand in land here. Almost is so much agone, sith I become first man. I have sith thold and whist, hot, cold, hunger and thirst. Man hath do me shame enow, with word and deed in here woe, bounden and beaten iron of blood, doomed me to die on rood. For Adam's sin fall, Lewis, I have thold all this. Adam, thou havest about sore, I null suffer that no more. Adam, thou hast dwear about that thou leavest me naught. I shall thee bring of hell pine, and with thee all mine.
Who is that I hear thor? I him read, speak no more. For he may so much do that he shall us come to. For to be our fear, and fondin how we playin here.
Thou might witten in thy lay, that mine will I have away. Wast thou never what I am? Almost is thritty winter gone, that thou hast fonded me for to know what I be. Sin found thou never none in me as in other man. And thou shalt wit well today that mine will I have away. When thou believest all thine own, then might thou greed and groan.
Parmafe, I hold mine, all though that beeth herein. Reason will I tell thee. There again might thou not be. Whose buyeth anything, it is his and his offspring. Adam, hungry came me to. Monrad did I him me do. For an apple I yif him. He is mine, and all his kin.
Sathanas, it was mine. The apple that thou give him, the apple and the apple tree, both were maked through me. How makest thou on any wise of other man's thing make merchandise? Sith he was bought with mine, with reason will I haven him.
Jesu, well I know thee. That full sore rueth me. Thou art Lord over all. Woe is him that thee know ne shall. Heaven and earth take to thee. Souls in hell left thou me. Let me have in them and held. That thou havest well, mote thou wield.
Still be thou, Sathanas. Thee is fallen on this ass. When didst thou I were dead for naught? Through my death is mankind bought. They that have served me with me, he shall in heaven be. Thou shalt be in more pine than any that there is herein.
Nay, may known me worse do. than I have had hitherto. I have had so much woe that I ne recky whither I go. Yet thou reavest me of mine. I shall reave thee of thine. I shall go from man to man and reave thee of many one.
God wot, I shall speak thee white and do thee to hold great. So fast shall I bind thee, little shalt thou reave me. Thou shalt be in bond's eye, that come doomsday. Thou shalt never outwend mankind for to shame. For were thou among men, thou wouldest me reaven many of them. The small fiends of Beeth mount strong, he shall among men young. Silk that nulleth against them stand, ickle he haven them in hand. Hell gates, I come now to, and I will that here undo. Where is now this gateward? Me thinketh he is a coward.
I have heard words strong. Jesus! Nay, dare I here no longer stand. Keep the gates, whoso may. I let them stand and run away.
Hell gates will I fall, and out taken mine all. Sathanas, I bind. Here shalt thou lay, that come doomsday.
Welcome, Lord, God of land, God's sun and God's sand. Welcome, Lord, mote thou be that thou would us come and see. Lord, now thou art come to us. Bring us of this loath house, bring us of this loath land, Lord, hen into thine hand. Lord, wast thou what I am? Thou me shapest of earth, Adam. For I thine hast held now to dwell, I has it here about. Have mercy on us, God's son, let us no more her own. All that herein be, Yah haveth yearned after thee. We hopeth well through thy coming of our sins. Heaven freeing.
Know me, Lord. I am Eve. I and Adam the were so leave. Thou leadest us to paradise. We it forgulten as unwise. We thine hest did forleeten, though we then apple eaten. So long we haveth been herein. Dear have we abought our sin. Lord God, give us leave, Adam and me, his wife Eve, to farin of this loath wyke, to the bliss of heaven reich.
Adam, I have give my life for thee and for Eve, thy wife. Wendest thou I were dead for naught? For my death was mankind abhorred.
Lord Christ, I am that thou callest Abraham. Thou me saidest that of me should such a child it bore be, that us should bring of pine, me, and with me, all mine. Thou art the child, thou art the man that was abhorred of Abraham. Do now that thou behest'st me, bring me to heaven up with thee.
Abraham, I wot full well what thou saidest Everett Dell, that my leave mother was, born and shaped of thy flesh.
Lord, I am David the king, that bore was of thine offspring. Do me as thou behet, through the law of the prophet. Now thou art come to us, bring us from this dreadful house?
David, thou were born of my kin. For thy goodness art thou mine. More for thy goodness than for any sickness.
Lord Christ, I am Johann, that thee followed in Flume Jordan. 12 months is agone, that I tholed martyrdom. Thou sendest me the right way, into hell, for to say that thou, Christ, God's Son, soon shouldest to hell come, for to lessen of hell pine, all that thou holdest thine. Now thou art come, now thou do, that thou saidest ver and though.
John, John, I wot full well, what thou saidest Everidge Dell. Thou shalt see what I shall do, that I said ere thee too.
Lord, thou knowest all with skill the lore of Sinai upon the hill. I am Moses the prophet that held the laws that thou behest, that thou, Jesu, God's Son, wouldest to the hell come, and that thou wouldest come to beat the sons that Adam thought sweet.
Moses, that I hight thee, in the old law thou didst me, and all the other that mine been, shall to bliss with me teen. They that nolden on me leaven, shall with Sathanas be leaven. Their hue shall wonen a, O that come doomsday.
God, for his mother love, let us never thither come. Lord, for thy much ill grace, grant us in heaven one place. Let us never be forlorn, for no son, Christ decoren. Oh, bring us out of hell pine, Lord, us and all thine, and give us grace to live and end in thy service and to heaven wend. Amen.
In The Harrowing of Hell, a 13th century biblical play, the narrator was Geir Madland. Jesus was Robert Crichton. Satan was Pamela Flanagan. Gatekeeper was Mark Scanlon. Adam was Simon Nader. Eve, Gillian Horgan. Abraham, Geir Madland. David, Mark Scanlon. John the Baptist, Seb Ranson. And Moses, by Rob Meissen. Technical presentation by Robert Crichton, with additional sound effects from zapsplat.com. And now, our exploring session, recorded over a year ago in the summer of 2019, al fresco. So the recording might be a little bit outdoorsy. The exploring session readers are Richard Fawcett, Liz Cole, Alan Scott, and Maria Walker.
Okay, in that case, we're going to do little bits. We're going to do some of the earliest stuff
What's better?
Ever written.
Nice, that one here. Oh.
So, we're going to start with an harrowing...
Are we doing it of stone tablets?
No. I mean, it could be arranged, you know, at some point. But sadly not at this time. Okay, so this is a harrowing of hell.
Ooh!
Bit of hell harrowing. This is the earliest play, sort of pseudo play, that we have ever written. I have one of those. You will note that it is very, very ye olde.
It's tight.
It has a narrator, and then we go into the relatively normal business of Jesus and Satan. I have updated some of the language. I have failed in other places. This is a sort of halfway house between a modernised version and the original. There hopefully won't be any meaningful distortions in what the hell's going on, but we shall see.
Vacche or vacche?
I have no... idea. I literally have no idea what that word even means. Or what the modern version of that could be.
So this is called Adam and Eve and the Janitor.
The janitor, I think, is more a gatekeeper, but it's, for some reason it's down as janitor. I quite like that. And even the janitor, goodness only knows what they're getting up in the supply closet.
First thing you do is make friends with the caretaker, the power in the building.
Absolutely. So, who would like to be the narrator who does pretty much the first page? Anyone fancy narrating?
No.
Got a mind.
You want to give that a crack?
Yeah.
Liz, would you like to be Jesus?
Oh, yes.
Would you like a crack at Jesus?
I'll have
Richard, if you fancy being Satan?
Satan and narrator.
Oh, no, you're narrator. Sorry, Alan, if you'll be Satan.
Fine.
Then. And he then I'll be the janitor, lines. And then we'll split all the various profits up when we reach them.
Okay.
which means that Eve will have to be played by a chap, but hey, we're playing around today. So, we'll take this slowly because there's a lot in there that is much trickier than even some of the other medieval stuff that we've done. This is 13th century, somewhere around then. It was disguised as a poem for a long time, but we're almost certain that it's a play. It has been performed in New York recently, but in a more modernised production. So let's have a little crack. Let's go from the top.
All hearkeneth to me now. A strife will I tell in you of Jesu and of Satan. Though Jesu was to hell he gan, for to vacthin heis, and bringing them to paradise, the devil hebt so much pusty that all mostn't to hell tay.
Right.
Sort of got that.
Yeah, so I think the heavied, the devil, I think it's have...
Has so much paucity.
Had, yeah, has. It should be has, really, shouldn't it? But it's haved, I think, is perhaps the way the logic of that word works, even though it's obviously not.
Yes.
I don't know what the vac then his is, because that could be this,
well,
it could
now,
be is.
The H-Y-S, I would suggest, is modern German heraus, so Jesus went to hell to bring them out.
Bring them out, I'm liking that.
So vacate.
Yeah, so
is what?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, to bring them
to,
out. Yeah.
To vacate them hence.
So them,
hence,
rather than them. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. Because at some point I have to turn this into a usable acting script. That's quite nice. Okay, let's move on.
Nas none so holy prophet sith Adam and Eve then apple ate, and he were at this world's fine that he nay most to hell pine. Nay, should he never then come near Jesu Christ, God's Son, that was said to Adam and Eve, that would Jesu Christ so leave, and so was said to Abraham, that was soothfast holy man. I'm not following this.
Yes.
Well, I mean, this second verse, if one wants to call it that, is effectively the usual summary of the prophets, isn't it?
Yeah, all the good people, they're all in hell at the moment, aren't they? So, or this is the story of them bringing them out.
So this was the law, and the prophets.
I should think what they did to get in, actually.
Well, everyone went to hell.
Pre-resurrection, everyone went to hell.
Yeah, you're all screwed.
According to the theology.
I see.
Because of the judgment on the banishment from Garden of Eden.
The original sin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still not following what it's actually saying.
No, so let's go from Nas none. There is no so holy a prophet as Adam and Eve.
Or since.
Since.
I mean, it's actually, I don't know how much intervention you've done in this bit of text, but it's actually, I'm finding it not too.
It's
tricky.
It's a mix. It sort of fades in and out in places. I have made some interventions. So, for example, any eyes were originally ich. So we've lost a little bit of the sound on that.
And the and in the third line is that multi-purpose and which
yes.
is sort of saying not even or even.
Yes.
So there, no prophet has been so holy. Since Adam and Eve ate the apple, that he would escape the pain of hell. It's something like that idea.
So, Richard, let us have another crack at that Nas none, and let's crack on.
Nurse none so holy prophet, sith Adam and Eve then apple eat, and he were at this world's fine, that he nay most to hell pine. Nay, should he never then come near Jesus Christ, God's Son, for that was said to Adam and Eve, that would Jesus Christ so leave, and so was said to Abraham, that was soothfast holy man, and so was said to David the king, that was of Christ's own offspring, and to Johann the Baptist that followed Jesus Christ, and to Moses the holy wight, that have the law to ye right, and to many other holy men, more than I tell can.
Yes, there's a lot more backstory. I can't go on all day. Let's get on with the action.
That went all in more woe than I can tell you, than I can you tell through.
He's nicely disingenuous. I'm liking this narrator. Yeah.
It's a hell of a story, but I'll ask if I'm going to tell it.
I'm on overtime.
Those were the previous episodes. Today on Harrowing of Hell.
I'll just keep you, wondering what's coming next, and then you'll come next time.
Yeah.
So the rules haven't changed.
I've got a better story.
Yeah. Mm. The rules haven't changed in millennia.
Yes. Okay, well, I think we have penetrated the mystery of that bit.
Yes.
So let's go on. Jesus Christ arrue them so, and said he would vac them though. Well, that looks as if vac is to fetch or to bring, doesn't it?
Yes.
Or vacate.
And Thor is sorrow, or general woe.
Yeah.
Thoro. Actually, yes, maybe it is more like Thoro. Yes. The TH, isn't it?
He light of his high tower into St. Mary Bower. He was bore for our need in this world in poor weed. In this world he was deed for to loosen us from the queed.
From the queed, yes. I'm assuming that's the devil or something like that. Or I don't know. I genuinely don't know what that word is. That's one to look up later. I don't know if there is a question mark. No, there isn't in that version. There's a question mark in mine. And then we have the last,
I think, shouldn't be a capital Q, shouldn't it? It's a sort of crime syndicate.
Yeah.
A triad.
Losing us from the queeds. We're almost at the end. Almost at the end.
Almost.
So he turns up again later.
Almost. Oh, right.
Very briefly.
Though Jesu have shed his blood for our need upon the rood, in Godhead took he then way that to hell gates lay. Then he come there, though, said he, also I shall not tell thee.
Lovely.
It's a useless narrator, isn't
it? Yeah, I'm not going to tell you what happens next. That's that you'll find, he's going to come to hell gates. Oh, what happens after that? Oh, wait, who knows?
Wait for it.
Just making the introductions, and then I step back.
Yes, okay, and Jesus knocking on the gates.
Hard gates have I gone, sorrow and suffered a many one. Thrifty winter and thrid half year.
So 33,
yep.
Or something like that.
Right.
Or something like that. That's how long he's been alive before he...
33, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He?
Yeah.
33 and a half.
No, 33 and a third.
Yeah. Third a half year. Third half year. 30 winters and... never mind. Let's not pass it too much. I think we get the basic gist.
And they didn't have calculators, did they?
No.
Good point.
So,
well, actually, I imagine that... No, I bet they have more than we ever think we...
Oh, yeah.
They did, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Should I take a running jump
at that again? Yeah, give us another crack at Jesus.
Hard gates
have I
gone.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Sorrow and suffer many one. Thritty year winter and thrid half year have I woned in land here. Almost is so much agone, sith I have come first man. I have sith thold and wist, hot, cold, hunger and thirst. Man hath do me shame enough. With word and deed, and here woe, bounden and beaten, iron of blood, doom me to die on rood. For Adam's sin folly, wis, I have hold all this. Adam, thou havest about sore. I null suffer that no more. Adam, thou hast due about that thou livest, dest me naught.
That thou leavest me.
Leavest me.
I have modernised the spelling on that to give the sort of the sense of believest
that thou
me.
Thou leavest me naught. I shall bring thee of Helpine, and with thee all mine.
Who is that I hear there? I him read, speak no more. For he may so much do that he shall us come too. For to burn our fear and fonden how we play and hear.
Thou might whiten by thy lie, lay, that mine will I have away. Wast thou never wet I am? Most is thretty winter gan, that thou hast fonded me, for to know well I be. Sin found thou never none in me as in other man. And thou shalt white well today, that mine will I have away. When thou believest all thine own, then thou might greet and groan.
Greed and groan. I like greed. I don't know. I just onomatopoeic sounds of things.
Well, greet is Scottish, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
Made you greet. Made you weep.
Yeah. Excellent. Any other additional thoughts? The Satan bit for to that might not be burn. I may have that might be an error in my case. Mod. It might be just for to be our fear. I think that is me accidentally changing something.
Well, no, I mean, it says B-U-E-N on here, but I just...
Well, it would have been been as in be. Mm. I think that is for to be our fear, our father. Though fear is a word which means so many different things depending on context.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it means actual fear, sometimes it means someone you love. It's basically all things to all people.
Mm.
Anyway, I think Satan, however, has got the floor. A little bit of French, I think, to start off with.
Yeah. Par ma fée, I hold mine, although that been herein. Reason will I tell thee, there again might thou not be. Who buyeth anything, it is his and his offspring. Adam hungry came me to, Monrad did I him me do. For an apple I yef him, he is mine and all his kin.
Satanas, it was mine, the apple that thou givest him, the apple and the apple tree, both were maked through me. How mightest thou on any wise of any man's thing make merchandise? Sith he was bought with mine, with reason, I will have him.
Jesu, well I know thee, that full sore rueth me. Thou art lord over all. Woe is him that thee know ne shall. Heaven and earth take to thee, souls in hell left thou me. Let me have them and held, that thou havest well, mote thou wield.
And it's quite a nice little argument going on here.
Yeah.
Just going, look, sorry, you made the rules all in the past. I'm having these people, you can't have them. Yeah. You can't change the rules after how many thousands of years.
You've given them to me, why are you trying to change the rules at half time?
Exactly.
Is there something to be picked up on in that we've gone back into the 13th century, according to the top of the play, and we're looking at earliest biblical times, but so far there's been no mention of the God thing?
Well, I think Jesus is having his cake and eating it in terms of the God thing, because he's talking about how he created the apple. So it's that confusion of Jesus and God.
It's the doctrine of the Trinity.
Yeah. And it does get muddled in that way in drama frequently. I mean, we have this in some of the Chester later ones when God and Jesus and potentially the Holy Ghost are all on stage at the same time, but they talk about, they each sort of steal each other's thunder at different points. It's yes.
Or alternatively, no.
Yeah. At the same time, forever and ever, amen. So yes, that's the logic. But it's sort of this little back and forth is quite. It's very. It's an argument. It's not a forceful pack banging on the gates. He's having a mini debate here, which I quite like.
It's quite exciting. They get quite heated.
Oh, yeah. There's energy to it. And we're now hitting a line I really have no idea how to pass.
Good argument. I mean, he's got a good argument.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Satan's no fool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, he uses the truth.
The best tunes.
He uses the truth to get, as much as lies. You know, because that's his game. Anyway, Jesus, I think, was next.
Still be thou, Satan ass. Yes. Thou is fallen Ambus ass. Does that mean what I think it is?
I genuinely don't know. I like that reading.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Thou has fallen on your ass. I think that.
Yes.
Yeah, because I genuinely didn't know what to do with that. But the moment you said that out loud, thou has fallen on your ass.
I love it.
Yeah.
Like suggesting possibly Jesus. That as part of the argument there's a little a tussle physical, going on.
Yeah.
Which giving us a sense of not just being some people pronouncing speeches.
Stage it as a wrestling match.
Yeah.
Perhaps also that it's more complicated than it first seemed.
Yeah.
You know, not well you're wrong and I'm right sort of thing.
Yeah, it's oi.
This is what we said in the beginning.
Mm.
But it says in the next speech, through his death, he is actually bought mankind, so he's got the say in everything.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, yes. Yeah, so there's been a rule check. Yeah, absolutely. Jesus is now going to do his killer argument.
Do you want me to do the arse in
again? Oh, go on.
Yeah, I know.
Give yourself a run.
You enjoyed it.
I did. Be thou still, Satan arse. Thou is fallen, Ambe's arse. Wendest thou were dead for naught? Through my death is mankind bought. They that have served me, with me, they shall in heaven be. Thou shalt be in more pine than any that is herein.
Ne me non me worse do than I have had hitherto. I have had so much woe that I ne reach whither I go. Yet thou reavest of me of mine. I shall reave thee of thine. I shall go from man to man and reave thee of many one.
God wot, I should speak thee white and do thee to hold thy gright. So fast shall I bind thee, little thou shalt reave me. Thou shalt be in bonds, aye. O that come doom's day, thou shalt never outwend mankind for to shend. For thou... Were thou among men, thou wouldest me reven many of them. Small fiends that boweth nought strong, they shall among men young. Thyke that nullus against them stand, issue, they haven them in hand. Hell gates, I now come to you, and I woe that here undo. Where is now this gate ward? He thinketh he is a coward.
I have heard words strong. Ne dare I here no longer stand. Keep the gates whoso may. I let them stand and run away.
Hell gates will I fall and outtaken mine all. Satan asks, I bind thee. Ere thou shalt lay that cometh doom's day.
I think possibly here.
Yeah, it must be here.
Otherwise, you're getting a bit too good an offer.
Yes. Sorry, there. Here.
Okay, so the gates fall, Satan's been vanquished, and then we have a procession of very grateful saints. Well, saints or prophets or various people.
Elders.
Yeah. So if you're still Jesus, so if we can go Adam, if you can be Eve.
Okay.
And if you can be Abraham, I'll be David, and then we've got a John and a Moses, which we'll just keep circling around. Seems to work. Okay, so gates have fallen.
Do we want to redo that last speech of Jesus to get the
Oh, I think we made the comment that it must be here. It must be here. I think we're fine. Oh, go on. Give us the line in. Go on.
Hell gates will I fall and find out taken mine all. Satanus, I bind thee. Here shalt thou lay until that come doomsday.
Welcome, Lord, God of land, God's sun and God's sound. Welcome, Lord, mote thou be, that thou wilt us come and see. Lord, now thou art come to us, bring us of this loath house, bring us of this loath land, Lord, hen into thine hand. Lord, wast thou wet I am? Thou me shapest of earth, Adam, for I thine hest held nought. Doer I has it here about, doer I...
Right. Yeah, I was really unsure whether...
Right. Hase, have.
It's the doer. I'm not sure what that's supposed to be, because that's turned up earlier and I wasn't sure what to do with it. Is it deer?
Two. I can't think why it should be, but...
Deer, I have it here about.
Are you saying that it's me, Adam? I'm the one that you shaped from earth.
So for I thine hest held naught.
Right, I took no account of what you told me.
So here I am.
Dwere I has it here about.
Yeah, I mean, you could scan it as so I have it here about.
So I've ended up in hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's therefore.
Therefore I have, yeah. Let's see if that scans elsewhere. Because that's the kind of word that I just change in a modern staging, because it's not a rhyme. There's a lot of rhymes where I've sort of fudged it.
Dwer is in fact then, it's therefore as in whence, dwer, from where.
Dwer, where I, you are, yes, okay. Where might work, yeah.
Where I have it hereabout, yeah, look, here it is.
Yeah, where I have it hereabout, where this is where I dwell. Yep, okay, we'll go with that.
Have mercy of us, God's son, let us no more here one. All that herein be your habit yearned after thee. We hopeth well through thy coming of our son's haven frowning.
So of our sins...
Haven frowning, we hopeth roaring. Well through thy coming of... Well, through thy coming to have of our sins to have, well, remission.
Forgiven.
Yeah, okay. Forgetting, yes. Roaring. He's a bit of a creep, isn't he, Adam?
Oh, they're all a bit. Well, yes. Trust me, they're all. This will follow a pattern.
He's had a long
He gets the longest, I think.
Yes.
Everybody else's speeches are slightly shorter, some are much shorter than others.
Okay.
Yes, Eve.
Know me, Lord. I am Eve. I am Adam, the worst, so leave. Thou leadest us to paradise. We hit for golden as unwise, we thine hest did forlitten, though we then apple eaten. So long we have us been herein, dure have we about our sin. Lord God, give us leave, Adam and me, his wife Eve, to farin of this loathwick, to the bliss of heaven rick.
Yes, I don't know what Heaven Rick is, or Reich, or how that works.
Well, Reich, as in Empire.
Reich.
Reich.
This is the Heaven Reich. Jesus.
Would you pronounce the Y here in Adam, I have Eve, my life as Give?
That's probably Give, yes.
Yeah.
I think I have changed that elsewhere and not consistently done it.
Adam. I have gave my life for thee and for Eve thy wife. When dost thou I were dead for naught? For my death was mankind abhorred.
Lord Christ, I am that thou callest Abraham. Thou me saidst that of me should such a child I bore be, that us should bring a pine, me and with me all mine. Thou art the child, thou art the man, that was ybore of Abraham. Do now that thou behestest me, bring me to heaven up with thee.
Abraham, I wot full well what thou saidest. Eversuchdell?
Eversuchdell. We've had that before somewhere else, and I can't remember where. It seems to be one of those generic sort of tropes that gets thrown in every so often, but I can't remember precisely what it means or what it is.
Okay. That my live mother was born and shaped of thy flesh.
Lord, I am David the king that bore was of thine offspring. Do me as thou behet, through the Lord of the prophet. Now thou art come to us, bring us from this dreadful house.
David, thou were born of my kin, for thy goodness art thou mine, more for thy goodness than from any siblings.
And
John.
So Maria, could you read John, and then Alan read Moses, because Richard's going to be the narrator at the end again.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Lord Christ, I am Johann, that thee followed in Flum Jordan.
River. The River Jordan.
Oh.
Fluum, yeah.
Fluum. Okay. 12 months is agone that I saw a martyrdom.
So that's suffered again, isn't it? Suffered.
Yeah.
Thou sendest me the right way into hell, for to say that thou, Christ, God's Son, shouldest to hell come, for to lessen of hell pine, all that thou holdest thine. Now thou art come, now thou do that thou saidest fur and through.
John, I wot full well what thou saidest ever much dell. Thou shalt see what I shall do that I said ere there thee too.
Lord, thou knowest all with skill, the Lord of Sinai on the hill. I am Moses the prophet that held the laws that thou behest, that thou, Jesu, God's Son, wouldst to the hell come, and that thou wouldest come to beat the sons that Adam thought sweet.
Moses, that I hight thee in the old law, thou didst me, and all the other that had mine been, shall to bliss with me teem. They that noden on me levine, shall with Satanas believe in. Their hue shall wone an eye. Oh, that comes. Is it Doomsday or Doomsday?
Yeah. It probably was Doomsday, but we would probably do Doomsday.
Oh, that come Doomsday.
God, for his mother love, let us never thither come. Lord, for thy muckle grace, grant us in heaven one place. Let us never be forlorn, for no son Christ decorin. Bring us out of hell pine, Lord, us and all thine, and give us grace to live and end in thy service, and to heaven wend.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm just wondering whether this is northern. There seem to be quite a lot of words which echo more with Northern England or Scots dialect.
Well, we're going so far back that what the distinction of that is, it might be more that in those dialects such word sounds have survived, rather than that they are specifically associated.
Yeah, it's a good point. There's just a feeling to the way that it's working in some ways.
Well, it's the sense that with all of these that we've done, RP is not...
Dialect.
Yeah, yes. RP is never the right accent, basically.
No.
Any accent is better.
No.
Because it's not the kind of way the language is used.
And it works with Shakespeare as well.
Yeah. Early modern, texts... You know, RP is a modern construction that is doing a very different thing with words.
Yeah.
So it puts stresses in different places. So it's almost always the, you know, I'm the worst person to be reading.
But an awful lot of the words that we're looking at would appear to be of Germanic origin than of French, Latin origin.
So, any additional thoughts before we move on to something similar but very different? We're going to do something secular next.
Doesn't last very long.
No, doesn't seem to be. It's a 15-minuter, maybe.
There's not a lot of action in it.
I like the way they bring in the past and the present.
Mm.
You know, you've got Jesus, but then they're bringing in, the Old Testament people.
So the logic is that these are souls who still have a voice, having been in hell.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, right the way through from Adam and Eve through to John the Baptist.
So he's fishing them out.
Mm.
And Jesus pre-quotes himself on the third page. They that serve me, with me he shall in heaven be, which is one of the seven last words on the cross. But ye may come in paradiso eris.
Yeah.
Which is delivered to a criminal.
What, one of the two thieves?
Yes.
Mm.
Which is a point made in a G.K. Chesterton story.
Mm.
Father Brown, it must be.
And that was our first look at this early harrowing of hell. I'd quite like to come back to it, looking at attempting a more rigorous look at the original language and pronunciation. If you're interested in a modernised performance, then there's a video link of a production in New York from a few years ago, and that can all be found in the show notes. But that's it for now. The Beyond Shakespeare podcast is produced by Robert Crichton. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook or Instagram at Beyond Shakes. Visit our website at beyondshakespeare.org or support our work by becoming a patron at patreon.com/beyondshakespeare.